Fellas, I want to take some time and talk about NAIA men's basketball. And okay. I wanted to, we don't talk about the Ottawa Braves too much here on the ticket, but the men's basketball team is having a very surprising season after a win against Friends University.
What's going on in here?
Is there a bad acting?
Hey, what's going on? It's Johnny Bam.
Oh, Johnny.
Local underworld figure. And I bet you're wondering why they call me Johnny Pants.
Yes, you wonder.
They call me Johnny Pants because Johnny's my first name. So it's kind of a name deal.
What's your last name?
Do you have pants? Do you have pants on?
I'm here to scope out the place because we got a real very important VIP coming in here to do some business. And I got to secure the premises. And to that end, and to that effect, none of you boys got a gun on you, do you? I don't want nobody with a gat taking matters into his own hands.
No gats over here, John.
Nobody in here got any knives or blades on their person, right?
I may have a knife.
Switchblades, Ginsu's, butter knives, razors, be they straight, gay, or Occam's. No razors.
No, just a vape pen.
Nobody got any yellow cake or radioactive materials hidden in their sleeves.
No.
Let me taste y'all's food. You got to taste all the food. You got to taste all the food for the poisons. Everybody cool. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my boss and the supervising associate, the Honorable Don Marconi.
Oh my God.
The Don.
Both in the same room.
So nice to meet you.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Don.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Most Honorable Don Marconioni, I'm here looking around with my eyes and I don't see a problem that I think would threaten your securities. State your business to these gentlemen, Don Marconioni.
Very good, Mr. Johnny Paints. You're a good boy. You've always been a good boy ever since I found you in sleeping in that streetcar many years ago.
Thank you, Most Honorable Don Marconioni.
You look good in that suit I bought you down at K&G.
Yeah, it looks smart on me, doesn't it? It's very fast.
Double breast is very, very formal.
It is a good look.
It makes a good impression.
Yeah.
It does. I think you're pretty safe here, Don Marconioni. I'm looking at this guy over here, this Mino guy. Look at him, Don Marconi. He's so ugly. Look, his face looks like an overexposed photograph, and he's wearing like these skinny jeans or something. I bet when he was born, his parents were like, "Who is this guy with skinny jeans? What's going on?"
You got me.
They got him.
It's okay, Johnny.
That hurts.
Take it easy on the ticket, friends. That was a pretty sick burn.
Okay, and like this Kellison guy. You see him, Don Marconioni? He looks like a lesser Greek stoic with his beard and his ThinkPad. And I bet wherever you go, whenever you go to like the ThinkPad store, they're like, "What's the deal with this guy and his beard?"
Well, what's
the deal? What is the deal with that killer?
Down or something, you know.
Lost my razor.
Don Marconioni. I very much respect what you had to say. And look at this. This guy over here, Don Marconioni. Look at him. This guy, this Monty guy. He's like, he's a pretty cool guy. Nothing to attack there. Much respect, Monty. Don Marconioni.
I see these fellas. I don't see Norman Elizabeth Hiskus. I thought this was Normathon.
No, that's later in the month there, Don.
I must beg your forgiveness, Don Marconioni, not being able to geolocate Norman Hiskus. I thought this was a Christmas deal and Norm was going to be here. I apologize to you. I know he owes you a lot of money, Don Marconioni.
That Polish cannoli.
Oh.
Polish cannoli.
he owes me just under $1 billion. And I was hoping to at least collect the down payment today.
My apologies. I put an Apple Air tag on his colostomy bag, and didn't realize they're disposable or something. He's not in here.
It's a big screw-up,
Johnny. Oh, here it is in the bucket. It's in the garbage down here. He ditched it. He ain't here, Don Marconioni.
So if this ain't Normathon, what the hell is this thing?
It's a white elephant day. It's a day where we
mismatch. It's hard to describe what it is. We all just change spots.
I must apologize, Don Marconioni. Oh, no. David Mino just took a shot at you. I hope it didn't offend you that I didn't make sure that he didn't have a gun.
It looks like I'm in the clear. I've not been shot. You just watch yourself over there.
Sorry, Don. Why didn't you take a shot at him?
It ricocheted.
He was looking at me the wrong way.
Next time somebody takes a shot at me, I'm going to be very annoyed.
All right, Don Marconi, we got your limousine waiting downstairs. We got to get you out of here.
What the hell is the white elephant?
Listen.
Hold on a second. I don't see any elephants. Is this like Gandhi's wedding? What's going on?
No, Coach Kidd, there's no actual white elephant here. It's a name. It's a holiday tradition.
Okay, well, I don't know why you are part of it, David Mino, who takes shots at Don Marconi. Now, you're the one with the hot back, right?
I am. That's what they say about me.
Yep.
You appear to be in some fine shape.
Okay.
You would look really nice in a three-piece double-breasted suit.
I might try that out.
If I ever need a blood boy, Johnny Pants is going to reach out to you.
I think he's recruiting you,
okay.
David.
And you, Mr. Killer.
Yes, sir.
I understand. You stumbled into an oil fortune despite not being able to complete a sentence.
That's correct.
That is quite a feat.
He just proved himself.
I don't understand how that even happened.
I'm lucky. I fell up.
And you in the chair with the wheels.
Yeah.
Called the wheelchair, Don Marconi.
Yeah, I beg your pardon. The wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Be respectful.
Yeah, are you the Monty?
I don't know what circles you mean, but yeah, Monty. I am called Monty.
You know, I heard from my friend Kevin James that you did not make good on the promise to die of cancer.
Oh, you know Kevin?
He's a good friend of mine. I was the one who taught him this expression.
Okay, that's the meme.
Cracking us up with the shoulder shrug.
Looks just like him.
The Don was a culture icon.
That's
great, Don.
With the big breasts and everything.
I try not to be photographed, so no one captured me doing the shrug. So Kevin James, he stole it from me.
Very humorous. Well, Don Marconi, I think we better leave the premises and go try to find a target, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss. The man owes you money.
Is he a Whataburger? Where is he? When is the Normathon?
Day after Christmas.
That's
sir.
Right.
December 26th.
Day after Christmas?
Day after Christmas.
He said Christmas. Yes, Don Marconi. He can't speak very well. And you know what, this guy over here? I bet you he always forgets the sports. You know what I'm saying? And you don't do that.
Yes. We know they're here on the ticket. Everybody, don't forget the sports.
Yeah.
You guys have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
You all may right. kiss the ring.
Oh.
You may kiss the ring. No, that's too much. That's too much on the ring.
Oh, don't tongue it. Okay, sorry.
All right, we gotta go, Johnny.
Okay, there they go.
Clear the hallway. Clear the hallway.
There goes Don Marconi and Johnny Pants.